I'm Novi, and welcome to the Lovin' Dark Places podcast, episode one. Now, if you watched the teaser trailer, which was technically not a teaser trailer, it was supposed to be episode one. There I said that was going to be episode one, but this is not that. This is episode one, introduction, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am just really excited to be here. It's been a long time. In the making, 2 years to be exact. I just wanted to take this time for the first episode of the podcast to really get more in depth about why I decided to do this, what called me here, and, you know, really who I want it to be for and what can you expect. Just a heads up, this is going to be a fully unedited, unscripted podcast, because as we go through this journey together and as you're listening on the podcast or watching it, you are going to see that one of the main themes for this podcast is to experience love in some messy, ugly, dark, just not preferable places. And I want to honor that. I want to honor the stories that I share from my own wounds, but I also want to honor, people that who want to share their stories as well to encourage you to be okay to be messy. I confess I am a recovering perfectionist, so this is a work for me, and this is not easy, but I really want to trust God. And I want to trust his spirit and his presence and just really know that he's here. And how I'm showing up today is enough. And I hope that's true. And if you're annoyed with me at this point, honey boo-boo, just press pause and go get some applesauce or, you know, exit out. You know what I'm saying? Do you, what's wonderful about the internet is you got an exit button. So you got options. But, if you really are interested, just based off of already what I shared, thank you so much, for just taking the time out and, listening to this podcast. You know, I decided to call this podcast Love in Dark Places, after, I was just recently engaged from my now husband, Charles. Shout out to the one who put a ring on it. And we were having a conversation because I was really struggling. I was really struggling to feel like it's okay to be celebrated, that it's okay for our relationship to be celebrated. And I felt really like terrible that I wasn't excited after the man I wanted to propose to me, And I was feeling all of this turmoil of emotions. And Charles, if you know him, he said something very on brand when I said, hey, I just want to make sure you know that I'm not sharing this because I don't want to get married to you. I'm just really struggling with accepting that I'm deserving of good things. And that it's okay if people celebrate me and celebrate the things I love. And his response was, I totally get it. I'm not taking any of this personally. Whatever time you need, like, amen, I'm here for you. But I also know that we experience love and we need love the most in our darkest places. So after that, I just paused and really thought about what he said. And there was a scripture that came to my mind, and it's from Genesis 1. If you want to turn there in your Bibles or on your iPod or your iPhone, feel free to do so. But it's one of the first verses in Genesis 1 in the section In the Beginning. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And as I remembered that scripture, I realized I don't know how long God and his spirit was hovering over the darkness. And it doesn't insinuate or infer that God is intimidated by darkness. But instead, darkness can be an opportunity for him to create life, love, peace, and order. Like, that's the start of the story in the Bible. And there have been so many times in my life where I was scared to sit in the dark, scared to sit in my wounds, scared to confront some traumas that I experienced as a kid and growing up, both in and out of my home, scared to really confront the weaknesses and the things that I struggled with. I just felt like if you're going to survive in this world, you need to have it all together. You need to be strong. You need to be perfect. You need to be the best person in the room. Otherwise, somebody else is going to replace you. Otherwise, you're going to be forgotten. Mm-hmm. And so I did my best for, 20 years. I don't know, somewhere around there, to avoid all of the things that were hard for me, all of the things that I failed at. And that could be anything from math to relationships. And I just didn't believe I could ever overcome those areas. And even more so, that anyone would ever accept me in my weaknesses. But when I went back to the first page of the Bible, it said the starting place was darkness. The starting place was chaos. The starting place was emptiness. That's where God chose to start. That's where we're able to read through Scripture and see that life begins to happen. Hope and peace begins to happen. And when I started to see dark places as not this haunted house with ghosts and skeletons and just, I don't even watch horror films, okay? I don't know what I'm talking about. But I started to, like, you know, not see dark places as that anymore, but instead to see it as God's canvas, to see it as a way for God to speak life in the areas that need it the most, for God to speak peace in the areas that need it the most, and for God to speak love in the areas where I never believed I could receive it. And because of that, I am becoming, I want to be very clear, I'm not doing this podcast because I have arrived to the light and bright places. Oh, I've looked into the light and I've arrived there. No. It's dark out here. Okay. It's real dim. I'm trying, like your girl's really trying. And you'll hear more about that in future episodes. But I just was like, man, there are so many of us, so many of my friends, so many women I've counseled and mentored as a minister here in Jersey. There's so many of us that are scared to be loved when we're weak, are scared to be loved, or not even scared, just don't believe it's possible to have someone love us and embrace us in those moments where we can't even embrace ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I don't want that to be the narrative for people. I don't want that to be the motto that people live under. I don't want that for myself. And so as I took the leap of faith and decided to say, okay, God, I'm going to go in these dark places, but you sure enough going to meet me there. I've learned a lot. I'm learning a lot, and I just want to share that with you in hopes that it could be helpful, in hopes that it might inspire a flicker of courage for you to take a step, to call a friend, to say a prayer, to go on a walk and invite yourself and invite others to sit in the dark places. And most importantly, invite people to love you there and to see you there. And if you're not there at that stage, I hope you know that if you're extending the opportunity and the invitation to sit with you, then I'm sitting. And I'm staying as long as God will have me. Because I've learned in all of the different struggles from being diagnosed with ADHD at the age of 30 to reconciling and reckoning with my codependency addiction to struggling with fears of self-worth and perfectionism, losing my mom suddenly and tragically, and then very shortly, not even a year after, losing all of my grandmothers. I have learned that the solution is not always, and maybe it's just not ever, the next action or the next step or just getting rid of suffering in general. Because is that really possible in the world we live in? I'm holding out, you know, but right now I don't think that's possible. Slay me in the comments, if you will. I don't think that's possible. And so maybe the solution is connection, to know that we're not alone, to know that we're not too ugly, too messy, too confused, too lost, too hopeless even to be loved, and have someone see us and hear us and hold space for the wounds, for the unanswered questions, for the confusion, just to hold space for us. You know, as I just really think about the ways that I've seen, I want to be clear. I know I'm using a lot of God language, a lot of scripture. I love my Jesus. Let me be clear. I love my Jesus. But you don't have to, listening or watching this podcast. I'm not asking you to believe in God to listen to this podcast. I'm asking you to believe in love and hope for love. And my prayer, of course, is that God will lead you to what real love looks like and feels like, and leads you to healing. And so if you don't believe in God or you're struggling in your relationship with God, this is not to condemn that. This is not to say only people who know God are deserving of healing. Maybe there are people out there who think that, and they're great Christians. Amen. I'm just not one of them. Every one of us deserves to be freed from the hell we're living in. Every one of us deserves to feel hope and light in our darkest places. And every one of us deserves to be held and loved and seen, believer or not. Again, slay me in the comments. Go ahead. I told you I'm struggling. Okay, I'm trying out here. And so, you know, I don't want this to feel like a space that's exclusively for believers or exclusively for followers of Jesus. I really just want to open it to a space for anyone who's struggling or anyone who's helping someone who's struggling and they want to know how to sit in that dark place with them. They want to know how to love them with compassion and see them. Shout out to those people, by the way. I have no claim of, like, I got through these years on my own. Like, that's not it. Like, I am sincerely and internally, eternally indebted to the community who have sat with me, who have cried with me, who have prayed for me, who have hugged me, who have just sat in silence with me, who've helped me to believe that hope is available when I didn't believe in hope, that friendship was available when I didn't believe in friendship, that life was available when I didn't believe life was worth living. It is because of them and the answered prayers that they are that I can sit here today and be, one, just literally existing, but also courageous enough to make this space for you. I'm now losing train of thought because I'm lost in a world of gratitude. And as I explained in my other clip, I have ADHD. So this is, again, unedited and unscripted. So you go and get some sprinkles of tangents, maybe even sprinkles of random bursts of song. My wonderful, wonderful, amazing visual production manager here is giving me as much eyes and sign language to keep me on track. And I appreciate that because I don't have my glasses on, so I'm blind. But I can experience life again after the losses, after struggling through the addictions and hurts and heartbreaks because of the people who were patient enough, loved me enough to sit with me and to wait for me, and to not try to fix, right? Like, I feel like that's sometimes the hardest thing for people who just want to help, or it's the hardest thing for me when I see someone hurting, to want to just fix the problem and move to a better place for them. But I just want to put this note, and this is a part of the reason why I'm really dedicating this space to dark places, because sometimes you just want to feel heard. Sometimes you just want to feel seen. And to know that you're not crazy for what you're feeling. You're not crazy or overdramatic or too emotional or too weak because of what you're going through. And sometimes offering a solution or a fix, it can communicate in that moment, hey, you can get over this. So get over it and go to the next step. When you're just not ready to. And so I really just want this to be a space where, we can learn together how to not fix, how to sit with each other, how to listen to each other. I hope and my prayer and my vision for the future of this podcast, I'm going to spend this first season really talking about my story and some of the losses I've hinted at and some of the things I've been through, especially these past 4 years. I'm going to use this portion of the season to just really lead in vulnerability and build trust with you as I share my story and share how I've been met with love, forgiveness, and patience. But in the future, I'm hoping to invite other people to share how they were sat with. Yeah, that just did happen. The light has a plastic bag covering it and it just fell down. But, that I can invite other people to come on and share their stories. I think, there are specific dark places that I have not yet gone through, nor do I think I should wish to go through. But I've just heard the stories of those who've suffered through miscarriages, infertility, mental illnesses. I mean, I'm talking about like dark places. I'm really excited. It feels weird. You hear, I'm struggling with the words. So I'm really honored. There it is. I'm really honored to hopefully, have the future seasons really spotlight and, hold up the people, create space for people who have both gone through and currently struggle with some dark places. So, you know, this is going to be a shorter episode. My goal is to not have these episodes like longer than like 45 minutes. That's the goal. Pray for me, send me well wishes, all of these things. But that's the goal. And so, this is going to be a really interesting journey. And, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what I said these past 25 minutes. I'm kidding. I do know. I just remembered it again. Very interesting journey, but you know, we're going to cry together. We're going to laugh together. We're going to be confused together. We're going to ask questions together. I don't know if I said this earlier, but I don't mean to posture myself as having all the answers or any of the solutions. I may actually have more questions than answers to offer you. But what I hope that you experience every time you tune in, either listening on the podcast platforms we have or watching this video, that you feel okay to sit in your dark places or to sit with someone in their dark places. And that more and more you believe that love, healing, victory, redemption, restoration can be experienced in the places where you or others may feel the ugliest or the messiest or the craziest. I hope you know that you can be brave enough to be authentically who you are, and you can be courageous enough to learn unconditional and real love by inviting someone to love you in your mess, by showing up as you are and letting that be enough. And so this is an unedited, unscripted, unexpected journey/podcast of love in dark places that I am hoping you'll join me on the next couple of episodes and the next seasons of sitting in the messy together. But, you know, until next time, I'll be praying. I'll be sending some well wishes. That someone sends you love where you are right now. Thanks for listening. And, you know, catch you on the flip side. I'll figure out a thing. Like, people have a thing at the end and the beginning. We'll get in that rhythm. But at this point, love in dark places. We out.
I wiped my tears away and I subscribed. Yes, I did. I'm a subscriber. She a survivor. We not gonna stop. We gonna fly higher. I couldn't think of the rest of the lyrics, but that sounded like it fit.